From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Kerry to discuss humanitarian pause in Yemen. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he will discuss a proposed humanitarian pause for war-ravaged Yemen when he travels to Saudi Arabia. VOA's Pam Dotkins, who is traveling with Kerry, says the Secretary of State also announced $68 million in new U.S. aid to Yemen during a stop in the East African nation of Djibouti Wednesday. The State Department says the funds will support agencies providing food, water, shelter, and other assistance to 16 million Yemenis in need. In Djibouti, Kerry met with President Ismail Omar Gela and Foreign Minister Mahmoud Ali Yusuf and thanked them for their assistance to hundreds of Americans who sought refuge from the violence in Yemen. Court in Afghanistan has sentenced four men to death and imprisoned eight more for the beating death of a woman in March. Ayesha Tanzim reports from Kabul.
Farkhunda's mother stood in front of a courtroom in Kabul Wednesday morning and asked for justice for her 27-year-old daughter. The judge responded by announcing a death sentence for four men and 16 years imprisonment for another eight. Among the condemned was Mullah Zainul Abidin, who accused Farkhunda falsely of desecrating the Muslim holy book, the Quran. But the judge added that this verdict was not final and they had the right to appeal. The men listened with stoic faces. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Kabul.
You are listening to the news from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. U.S. authorities are trying to determine if there are any connections between the Islamic State and two gunmen who attacked a contest in Texas where cartoonists were drawing pictures of the Islamic prophet Muhammad. Investigators have been looking at Twitter accounts linked to one of the men, as well as electronic devices used by both. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the Obama administration is not ready to pronounce that Islamic State has arrived in the U.S. He said, "We certainly want to make sure that we know a whole lot more about the facts." Police have identified the gunmen as Elton Simpson and Nadir Sufi. The pair opened fire on a conference center, wounding a security guard before police shot and killed them. The American Freedom Defense Initiative says the contest was about freedom of speech. It says more than 350 cartoons were submitted to show that Americans will not be cowed by violent Islamist intimidation. The Obama administration has taken another step forward in its efforts to normalize relations with Cuba by restoring commercial ferry services between the former Cold War rivals. The U.S. Treasury Department has issued licenses to at least four companies to ferry passengers and cargo along the 150-kilometer route from the southern tip of Florida to Havana. Three of the companies are based in Florida. In a related story, U.S.-based airliner JetBlue announced Tuesday it would provide charter flights between New York City and Havana beginning in July. British Prime Minister David Cameron and opposition leader Ed Miliband are making final appeals to voters ahead of the parliamentary election, which will take place Thursday, that surveys show is too close to predict. Results of a national survey Wednesday show Mr. Cameron's Conservative Party with support from 33% of British voters, Miliband's Labour Party a point behind. Mr. Cameron, Britain's leader since 2010, and Miliband have both cast the election as a referendum on the country's economy, the world's fifth largest.
People really want to think carefully before they cast their vote, but I believe when the crunch comes, when they ask themselves the question, do I trust Ed Miliband with the economy, or do I want to stick with a plan and a team that's turning the country around, I think we can do very well on Thursday and cross that line.
Miliband has attempted to characterize Mr. Cameron's Tories as the party of the wealthy. More than 45 million people are eligible to vote at 50,000 polling stations. French air accident investigators say the co-pilot who deliberately brought down a Germanwings flight in the French Alps in March, killing 150 people, had tried a controlled descent on an earlier flight. Investigators announced Wednesday that Andreas Lubitz repeatedly put the plane into descent, then brought it back up during a flight from Dusseldorf to Barcelona. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.